Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You may hate me now, but 8, 9, 10 years from now, you're going to look back and say that it was this governor that saved your pension.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Good morning. Andrea Bernstein sitting in for Brian Lehrer, saying New Jersey can no longer afford the pensions it pays its public employees. On Tuesday, Governor Chris Christie proposed changes to the pensions and other benefits. Lisa Fleischer covers the State House for the Newark Star-Ledger. She joins me now to go through the proposals and the politics. Welcome back to the show, Lisa.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, who would be affected by these proposals? He's talking about five different systems?
The systems are very complicated. I was joking yesterday that they're more complicated than the tax code because over the years they've been changed in various ways. So depending on the system, you have different ages where you're eligible for retirement, different ages, different percentages you have to actually pay in out of your paycheck if you're a public worker. So these changes, though, while not every single one will affect every public worker in New Jersey across the board, they will affect every public worker and every retiree if they make it to the legislature.
So these would be current workers, no matter how long they've worked for the state?
Yes. That would go a lot further than the package that was passed and signed in March did. Now, in March, there was a big package of bills that caused a lot of it was talked about a lot in New Jersey, and most of the changes were for only future hires. So it wasn't as contentious as this one's going to be because it's going to affect current workers, or at least that's the proposal. The one thing that did affect current workers back in March was they were required to put in, if they don't already, at least 1.5% of their paycheck towards their health care costs by their next contract.
Now, I realize this is very hard to talk in averages about things like this, but if you are, a 50-year-old state worker and were counting on your monthly pension being X, what kind of a cut to it are we talking about?
Right, and we don't have those figures yet. The governor has given us broad costs as to if the changes go through, then the deficit or the gap in how much the state owes versus how much it has saved up is going to drop dramatically by like 2041 versus increasing dramatically. But what you can say right now is if you're a state worker, for example, or a teacher, that instead of contributing 5.5% of your paycheck towards your pension, Christie is proposing that you pay 8.5%. So you can do the math there, how much that extra 3% would cost. In addition, for example, he wants people to pay a percentage of their premiums for their health care versus just putting a percentage of their salary towards that cost. And the Democrats are starting to say, well, hey, wait a minute. I mean, if you're a worker on the lower end of the scale, if you're making $30,000, $35,000, whatever it is, and you have a premium that's costs $15,000, $16,000 a year, 30% of that is $4,500 a year. So that's disproportionately affecting the lower paid workers. But as Christie says, maybe that will start to have people think a little bit more about the economics of their decision, about going to the doctor for every little sniffle, as he puts it, or choosing the most expensive plan if they don't really need it.
So this is not only the amount of money you get in your pension, but also your health insurance that's covered.
It's a whole bunch of stuff from pensions and benefits, how much you put in, how much you get out. There's a complicated formula as to that determines how much you receive at the end of your career, and he wants to change that as well. That's something that was actually increased back in 2001. The governor then running for re-election, who ended up not running, but he helped pass a increase of that basically amounted to a 9% bump for everybody's pension. So Christie wants to not only undo that, but not retroactively, just for the accumulations going forward. But he also wants to actually go further back than that. And it's too complicated for radio to explain.
Right.
I just like charts, but.
What the governor said in the clip that we started with, you may hate me now, but I'm going to save your pension. So where is that argument going?
Okay, so the pension funds right now are estimated to be underfunded at about $46 billion. And what that means is that over time, way out until the last worker retires and gets their pension, there's a gap of $46 billion of what the state has put into its investment funds. The local governments and workers have put into investment funds and what they owe. And if that continues, the system is unsustainable. That's growing and growing every year. I don't remember the exact number. I think it was like 34 or something like that, $36 billion gap the year before, and then it grew to 46. So that's what he's talking about. Obviously you can't keep going and keep growing a gap because eventually you're going to run out of money at some point. And so his point is, look, I'm trying to save your pensions. Now, on the flip side, unions say, hey, wait a minute, look, we've been saying this for years. The state hasn't been paying its fair share into the pension fund. And one of the reasons, there's a couple, but one of the reasons that the pension fund is in the trouble it's in is because the state, over the past decade or more, has either played with the accounting or skipped billions of dollars in payments, and that's in order to make payments in other areas. It's part of the state budget. So, for example, this year, the $29.4 billion budget, they were supposed to use $3.1 billion of that to pay make their pension payment. Just like when an employer contributes to your 401k, it's a similar type of.
Right. They didn't make their side. And now they're saying, right. we didn't make right. our payments. We're in trouble. We've got to fix this. Now, I'm guessing in the halls of government there in Trenton, there's like got to be some fury being expressed.
Well, we're not seeing it yet. I mean, I guess what we are seeing, though, is fury over the fact that the state hasn't made its payments. But you know what? The legislators sort of, complicit in that, too. They can't go too hard on that fact because they've been the ones, and they admit it, that they've also gone along with this. I mean, the governor presents the budget, but the legislature passes it and signs it. The governor signs it. The Senate president, who's a very powerful guy, same thing with the assembly speaker, either of them can single-handedly block legislation, including the budget, if they so choose. They've said, look, we're not going to do any of these reforms. Well, actually, just the Senate president, pardon me, has said we're not going to do any of these reforms until you actually deposit a check into the pension fund.
Now, they can just do this unilaterally, the legislature and the governor, or do they need to negotiate the changes?
That's a good question. I believe that the health benefits can be done unilaterally. I mean, the unions certainly argue that the pension changes are something that is done at the negotiating table. That was former Governor Corzine's stance when this pension changes were attempted in 2006.
That it's a matter of contract law.
Exactly. And that's something that the unions have already, yesterday they're saying, this is illegal. We have a non-forfeitable right to some of these benefits. And, we're going to go to court over this if this goes through the legislature.
And is there, do you have any clarity on whether they have a real argument, or is the legislature just saying, you don't have the opportunity to do this? Is Christie just saying, you don't have the opportunity to negotiate these benefits tough?
Well, look, this is a battle that's being played out now, starting to be played out across this country. There are various states that are going through legal battles over whether they can change pensions that have already been promised or go back and, take away benefits. But the former Attorney General in the Attorney General's office under John Corzine issued a memo that said, look, these some of these changes might be subject to court challenge, and they actually might be unconstitutional. Christie certainly seems confident that his changes his proposals are going to stand up to legal challenge. I mean, he said yesterday, I have lots of lawyers. I'm not going to do anything that I'm not confident in.
And we'll no doubt be hearing a lot about this, both in New Jersey and around the country. Just quickly on another subject, word came this weekend that the Federal Transit Administration had ordered a moratorium on the construction of the so-called ARC tunnel, which is the New Jersey Transit tunnel that is being constructed under the Hudson River. Word is that's because Christie doesn't really want to fund it. What are you hearing over there about that?
Well, just a little bit here. I mean, I think what Christie said yesterday was that he got word that there's not a clear answer on how much the tunnel is going to eventually cost, and I think all listeners can understand, well, you don't want to start going into a project that is going to end up, being a boondoggle or cost overruns or going way beyond schedule. So basically he said, look, let's just put a halt on this for 30 days while we figure out how much it's actually going to cost. That's you know, that's his. That's what he says now. So we'll see. I guess
right.
The end
does
of
that?
The
do you
days,
think that signifies a wavering commitment to the project, or the fact that he'd like to use? I mean, there's a dedicated funding stream for it now, which you know, obviously, he has a lot of expenses and not much money, and you know, perhaps his priority is not to spend it on a transit tunnel, but to spend it on highways.
Sure. Well, what he said yesterday was he was blunt about that. He said, you know, if it seems that we're not going to have the money to complete the tunnel, we're going to have to find other uses for that money. You know, he didn't directly say, you know, I want to spend it here, or the other way, but he did say if the tunnel is something that we simply can't afford, which is, you know, a theme of his, that you can't spend money you don't have, that we'll have to find something else to do with that money, and it comes from basically tolls.
All right, and we're going to have to end it there. Lisa Fleischer covers the State House for the New York Star-Ledger, and we've been talking about the New Jersey pension benefit plan that Christie proposed yesterday. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And when we come back, we're going to be talking about wealth and happiness. Here's a question to you. How much money do you need to make to be happy? 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. 75,000 is the number that two Princeton economists said you need. Is that enough for you? 212-433-WNYC. Back with that discussion right after this.